anime is Japanese animation. It's basically the cartoons from Japan. They usually have a lot more detailed plots, more character development. The first one came out in the 1950s. It was Astro Boy. Over in Japan, they have cult followings. It's also... It's like Home and Away and Neighbours here. You sit down to tea at 6:30 and you watch an anime.
It seems to be quite popular in Tasmania as well. How popular is it?
Oh, it's increasing quite quickly. In the last 2 years, we've had increases of 300 and 400 people each year to the con. Where this year, we're thinking our attendance at the moment is about 1,100.
You must be very impressed as well with some of the costumes, some of the effort that's gone in today.
Oh, some of the costumes are amazing. I saw one girl that had completely beaten metal armour and wings. So some of them are amazing, and you can just imagine the amount of hours they put into it.
What is it about anime? Why do you think people are captured by it so much to go to such lengths to enjoy it?
I suppose it's the same as any of your favourite kind of shows, but since you've got better plots and character development, you kind of fall in love with your characters more, and you end up... A lot of people just tend to turn up to the conventions, have a lot of fun, and get more involved. It's with a lot of like-minded people, so you've got to let loose.
My name is Jane Scott, and I'm just cosplaying as Oruha from Clamp's Clover today.
This outfit is incredible. How much effort went into it?
A lot of effort, a couple of tears when things didn't quite work out the way that I originally planned.
Hello, Chantal Gonzalez from Melbourne.
And Benji Powers from Melbourne.
Who have you come as today?
Today I'm dressed as Vriska Circret from Homestuck.
And I'm dressed as Carcat Vantus from Homestuck as well.
Why did you decide to dress as these characters?
Because Vriska is a very interesting character in that she's very special in the head.
I've been obsessed with Homestuck for quite a while now, and I just really like the character of Carcat, how much he freaks out about everything, so I really enjoy cosplaying as him.
You're from Melbourne.
Yep.
How long have you been coming to the Tasmanian conventions, and how do they compare? How do they stack up?
Well, this is our first time in Tasmania for the convention. As for how Tasmania conventions stack up against other Australian conventions, I can easily say that this is probably, aside from Adelaide Avcon, the most relaxed convention we've ever been to.
It's really fun. Everyone's super friendly. Like, I reckon it's probably the friendliest convention.
I'm Paloma Donato. I'm from Melbourne.
I'm Natalie Dabraska. I'm from Lenna Valley.
Who have you come as?
I've come as a Vocaloid Gumi from a particular music video, Matryoshka.
Why have you chosen a Gumi?
Because the jacket is awesome. I've really, really... The jacket is awesome and I had to wear it.
What about you? Who have you come as?
I'm Rainbow Dash from My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
What was it about this character that struck a chord with you?
Rainbows. Yeah, rainbows. I don't know, she's just a cool character. Excuse to wear bright colours constantly.
Best in theme and saving us from the zombies that may or may not arise from the apocalypse if the doomsday clock ticks over is Ashley Pinner.
I'm here with two of the judges from the cosplay competition. There was an amazing array of costumes. Emerald.
It's incredible to see that the level and talent of cosplayers continues to increase each year, especially in a regional centre. A lot of the mainlanders kind of don't come down to Icon. They think it's not worth it. And I think they're actually missing out on quite a lovely cosplay vibe, cosplay community, and the level of talent is incredible.
Craig, what was the most amazing costume that you saw?
I guess some of the most amazing ones are the technical work. I mean, just seeing the type of group effort that goes into putting together these costumes. So you have these amazing wings that sprout from the backs of people's costumes, or really intricately woven kind of ball gowns, wedding dresses, which these characters are wearing, which isn't just by one person, which is a really fantastic thing. It's parents, mums, dads putting these together, boyfriends putting together the costumes for their girlfriends. And it's these fantastic stories that are coming out of it, of young kids helping out with other young kids. I mean, it's a real sharing, which is really inspiring, actually.
Best overall. This was so hard, but this year it goes to Tessa and Brogan.
Yeah. So I'm here with the winners of the cosplay competition. What's your name?
Tessa Beatty.
And you?
Brogan Mansell.
Where are you both from?
We're both local.
Yeah.
Tell me about these amazing costumes. A lot of work must have gone into
them. Yes, I have sort of like an 18th century coat. It has a one-shouldered cape, a cravat. There's a couple of layers. There's a vest, a shirt, pantaloons and shoes.
And I have a Victorian-style dress with a turquoise wig, roses, gems and sequins everywhere. And it was a joy to make and to perform in.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you two have actually done cosplaying on the international stage as well.
I have, and Brogan came along to help support. I represented Australia last year in the World Cosplay Summit in Japan, came fourth with my partner, Jessica Alley, and we won the award for best costume, the Brother Award, yeah.